see many out there. There are a hell of a lot of kids out there.
Really, huh?
It's really worth it. They're saves.
Throughout the time they're going, I'm sure it's bringing me out, though.
It's like they're as hard as anybody out there, Bob.
Unless there's one way out,
maybe people just know how they're running. I think people are just tired. I
was trying to see whether they're down the lawn there, but I haven't seen them there either.
Just open to anybody with it.
Yeah.
Where the hell are the tourists? Maybe it's just a dull show.
Imagine they stayed very long, so. There were more than that last year, and it was cold as hell last year. Miserable day. Threw all those bands on for them.
Can't knock off next year. Should tell what about next year.
One after that.
I talked to Rogers, and I talked to him on the phone because he didn't have time clear. He's leaving tomorrow for Costa Rica.
Oh, yes.
For a week, so he didn't want to say. Well, he wants to see you before he goes.
Yeah.
This afternoon. And I've got into these points with him. And he completely agreed that he should say something on Vietnam so that I don't have to. And particularly on Yost, well, also on Yost. He said he was concerned. He agreed with the points on Yost. I went through. He realized that I'm going to be hit with it Friday. You told him, hey, that's what you're going to get. And I think we can get him to say something before he goes on that. But he said he wanted to talk to you.
He leaves tomorrow.
Yeah. Then, on Vietnam, he said that he ought to do next week when he gets back. And he said maybe he should testify in a public session up there, which is what they wanted to do. And hit that, he said that he was just absolutely balls out on that one. There's no, he was obviously shook by the Yost thing. That obviously bothered him.
Because he sort of felt that he recommended him.
But on Vietnam, he wasn't bothered at all. He said, you know, we've got everything on the right side on that one. He said, there's no reason why we shouldn't hit it hard. And all that. So he's,
what time should we see him today? 2:30.
This 12th meeting I can pass. Well, yeah, or you can do it, see him late this afternoon, which is what he thought might be best.
Oh, yeah, he's got a heavy schedule tomorrow. 5 o'clock.
Doing 5. All right, with you. I think that's better for him.
Mine.
Well,
Go was on the defensive, in other words. He
But the Christ, I mean, suppose a member of the cabinet writes me a letter, do I send him a letter responding, dear Joe, I don't agree, or they're to agree, right? See my point? You know, respond, especially if you do an ambassador in a foreign policy, then with an ambassador. You don't ever reply to, you don't write letters to members of your administration, you know, for the record. They don't write, they don't send you letters for the record.
That's right.
But it's your voice. We have to talk to you over this. But I made the point that it created a major problem with the whole Foreign Service situation, and then that was not going to do any good to be let hang. Let me say this, I would like for her, for Dole, to make her special assistant to the chairman, or special assistant to the chairman for Asian, you know, for Asian Americans. And she needs a title to run around, so that, you know, and so forth. And I want her to have one, but I don't want her to be in the government. Although, if anything he wants to do, it could be at a pretty high level. Not on the finance side, the special assistant to chairman for Asian Americans. We have about 400 or 500 kids. That's not enough here.
Well, except they come and go.
We can get it. Let's find out. Maybe we're ready to do that. You're doing a great job, Ben. I think our plan to do the editors on Friday and then do the press on Wednesday is a good one. Don't you agree? I think probably so. Catch them Wednesday before the other stuff. See what.
Go on this.
Present it Wednesday afternoon. And that really won't take much more. Well, just have a brief brush operation. Yeah, because we'll have it pretty much in mind. So. But I want to have out of the way before the next televised conference. I want to have one office conference out of the way. That's really what it is. And then you can't say that I've had only two conferences. Well, it's good to do one.
Tomorrow, and he's asking if you meet with them.
No.
For
Henry, 15 minutes, yeah.
But there isn't anything like a 15-minute meeting that would start with that.
He feels strongly you should meet with him because of his promise last year that you would. They exist by statute, and he wants to keep cranked up with the boots. And we're supposed to be bringing 3 new members in.
All right.
But that's called a half hour. Yeah.
Here, report to me. They can give me a half hour report.
Now, the new members, remember, I marked off all, I marked off Hughes and the rest. I don't know what you got to say. I'm waiting on that. I said, no, not any restrictions yet. You know, I had a hell of a time getting Frank Carlucci's name today. I called him Joe. She was Janet Hodgson.
Oh, really?
Well, not in the press, but I mean, you called Frank when you walked in the room? Because I was going by the door, and you walked right in and said, hello, Frank.
I just looked at the gym because he was sitting there.
That's sure easy to do.
And you just, I mismatched my name, and I just couldn't quite get the name back.
Get that. I'll get it. When you know 2 people with the same last name,
yeah.
I get their first name crossed a lot of times. On the radio thing, I have the proposal. What they're suggesting now is a general plan of doing one every 3 or 4 weeks, 10 to 15 minutes in length. And everybody's all for it. They don't want to announce it as a scheduled thing. They just want to start doing it. And what their argument they've come up with is rather than doing it to specific groups, that it should be done to specific subjects. In other words, we shouldn't do a radio talk to the farmers or a radio talk to youth or a radio talk to women. But rather should do, and he's got a series of kinds of things that, like the dignity of work, leisure in America, how should America grow, a talk to prisoners, which would be a different kind of thing, but where you do directly talk to prisoners, the reform movement in America, thing on fatherhood, the state of the arts, concept of the presidency, 5 years to the bicentennial, which we tied to 4th of July.
And that sort of thing are so easy that I don't mind doing anything if they just write me a good
article. Would you like them to start working on?
No, just give me speeches and
they've got ideas on
you. Start out with a good one. Start out with a good one. So decided, so that like a radio fireside chat, that's basically what it should be. I do you think? What do you think, Sunday? I kind of like the idea of being Sunday. I'll be on the football game.
Sunday's probably good. It's probably good.
Sunday afternoon.
On the beaches where they have radios. Try it. Okay, you're on the radio and you get the Monday paper, which is right. Oh yeah, the president's got no problem.
We may have met.
Denham had an interesting thing in analyzing this poll.
Which one?
This is the one that we did right after the TV is before, and he makes the obvious points of the favorable report, favorable reaction, and so forth. The real impact came in its effect on approval or disapproval in handling Vietnam.
That was the 49-48 there.
Yeah, it was 48-40 shifted to 42-46. Or 42-46 shifted to 48-40.
But for the first time, it's been favorable for some time, that's right, point, since Laos began. And also, that compares about with 32.
Then he makes the other point that the basic attitudes on various solutions to Vietnam have changed little.
That's right. What
we talked about. Then he says, personally seeing President Nixon has considerably more impact on the public than merely hearing or reading about his statements through the other media. Then he compared the attitudes on the 4 key points by whether the people saw the President, heard or read about him, or didn't see him.
I had that question. That's one I'm going to ask.
All right. On the approval of President Nixon, approval of handling the job. Those who saw you on TV, 55 approved. Those who heard or read about the TV speech, 47 approved. those who did not see, hear, or read about the speech, 50 approved. So it wasn't a straight line difference, but it was the kind of people who didn't see the speech but were aware of it had the lowest approval. But when you lump the people who didn't see TV versus the people who did, it was fairly higher, substantially, 55 versus something like 48.
But only half saw.
Half saw, that's right. Approval of, a little over half. Approval of Nixon's handling of Vietnam. Those who saw you on TV, 54. Those who heard about it that didn't see you, 44. Those who didn't, weren't aware of the TV, of the speech, 41. So the speech, seeing you in effect on the speech, in effect gave you 10 points on approval of Vietnam. Then they asked
that, but that 55 approved of having the war, that's a hell of a figure. Those are people that saw the speech.
I'm sorry. Which is half the people.
I'm sure you the speech has an effect.
Damn right. And favorable reaction to what we asked what your reaction was to what they said. Of course, the people who weren't aware of the speech had no reaction, but those who saw it on TV had a 68% favorable reaction. Those who just heard about it or read about it had a 49% favorable reaction. So again, the TV had a tremendous effect. And we asked a credibility question in there. Do you think Nixon tells all the facts? Do you believe President Nixon is telling the American people all the facts he can, some of the facts, only a few or none? Tells all the facts. Those who saw you on TV, 35. Those who heard or read about it, 24. Those who didn't see here are about 29. Overall, all the facts was 31, some of the facts 39, few of the facts 22, none of the facts 5.
There's something about that, and they just don't believe anybody who's in the war. They just turn and expect you to tell them all things. Our enemies are. That's a good figure to get out of, that little one. Might be a good one to get out of the fact that the higher rate of approval of those who... I don't know approval for the president, but approval of him for the war.
Nice one. Yes, he says there are two hypotheses that might explain the difference. One is that those who get the president's message after it's filtered through the media come away with less favorable impressions, which is logical. The other, however, you got to weigh in, is that those who are less apt to react favorably are automatically tuned out of the TV audience ahead of time. And he says the true explanation is probably a combination of both of these ideas. Then he makes the point that since the telephone study of in January, the favor for J. Edgar Hoover has dropped sharply from 65 to 44. He makes the point, though, that this is definitely a partisan vote with substantially more Democrats in favor of retiring the director, 60% of the Democrats, only 45% of the Republicans. Even among Republicans, however, there's a balance in favor of retiring, 45 to 41. Then, says the Cali affair, which has helped to harden the attitudes on Vietnam, may well also have contributed to the high interest level in the president's Wednesday TV report. Thus, what seemed to be a serious threat less than 10 days ago seems to have turned to advantage by the president's response. The president made good use of the opportunity with a convincing presentation that seems to have taken off some of the heat, at least temporarily. He's going to basically have a big drop. But it is, you get these cross rates, it's fascinating what some of the differences are.
And if you think, those who heard about the speech, but did not listen to it, you do a little better there than you do those who didn't hear anything at all. Maybe you do a little worse. Now, the reason for that, I think, is that those are relatively intelligent people who hear, but who get word of like commentators.
Because what they hear has to have been from someone else.
It has to be negative. Well, not all negative, but
no, but it's likely to be negative. It's going to tend negative. So you get some of that thought.
It's very good.
It's a good body of information in that. I thought you might, you raised a question from time to time, be interested in the rundown we do now on this is for the week before last of the little lies corrected and the response to news summary annotations in it.
These are like Jupiter.
Yeah, these are easier items. It runs
good.
4 to 5 pages.
Great.
Of and they keep a tally on it, like on March 30th on page 3 of the wire thanks to Black Vietnam Vets, this organization will be looked into by DOD in case any action should be taken. Newsweek letters generated, pointing and doing a letter to light in response to something in the magazine report. But they pick them up item by item, the stuff that we've noted. That he puts down, and they've got the details here as to what they...
Good. This Magruder's shop.
It's Colson, which is who that is. Right. Now, see, in all that is basically Chuck's. They're getting some darn good stuff done, and Mortality notes these as they go.
Good. That's much better than for them. As I say, I'm not going to double that news summary. I just want to assume now that it's, and I think we can. Everybody knows what my reactions are. Just have somebody they'll set their stake on their own. And also, it leaves more responsibility than Bob. Don't you think that's good?
Yeah. And if it's just, you got to keep at it, though. You know,
that's right.
It tends to try to weigh those things when you don't.
That's right.
You don't want to.
Well, it's great that they do it, but you think it does some good?
Oh, yeah. Sure it does.
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah.
They pick up.
Yeah.
And some of them little things, some of them
big things. Make any difference. Get them right in the nose. Good for them.
What have you, mailing editorials with the suggestion of reading a book? Presidential letter to somebody to follow up on something?
That's all I can have. Sending out our letters about the nice little leaves, aren't we? Oh, yeah, champions.
Yeah, we'll get you. We'll run down those.
That's all right. That's all it's done. I just want to know that machinery grinds on and off. Well, I think what he's really seeing on the war situation, goddamn, let's face it, nobody agreed for it. They just aren't. And we're fighting a hell of a tough battle. I just hope, as I told you, that over the next 3 or 4 months, that the economy thing could pull a little the other way, or at least not close down anymore. But the war thing in terms of the ocean operation gave us a hell of a bang, a good bang. And it's hard to come back from it, yeah. Hard to come back. It will only come back as we get a positive announcement. And it gets more out of the news, if we can. Now, it'll be in the news, if you want to remember.
And just the lack of negative is going to help bring it back some.
All the fact those casualties were down. That's right. That's got to be really, you know,
88 to 38.
That's got to be sort of besides.
And that's really the first week since the official ending of the war, because they officially wound it down last week.
It's a damn good thing we hit this before those congressmen went home, isn't it?
I think so.
That was just the right time to hit it. Not while they're here to cry and scream out. Pass resolutions and make speeches.
It may tone them down some, you don't.
They may not. You know, they may go home and come back just loaded for bear, you know.
Chances are in your favor, though, because the people tend, well, you get the impression here that it's 99% get out of the war today, and only 1% hang on, and that isn't the case.
No, it isn't, according to our poll, at least.
Yeah.
Is there a time to build it up the cost? Did you see that?
Well, yeah. But then, Haig heard something on the radio.
Check out
Haig. Al Haig. That McCloskey had revised his views. And after he'd been over there, he said pacification is working. And that
he's just been there.
He's there. He's there, man.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, maybe that's why they have to start with it. And he's on his independent personal backfinding trip.
He says pacification's working.
Yeah. He's out in the field looking around and all that. I don't see how he can do that. I mean,
he can't revise his views.
He may revise his views on a few things in order to build his credibility and say, I'm happy to see some of these things have worked, but, and then go to something else.
Or he could say it's working, we gotta get the hell out.
Good day, yeah.
The Yost thing should shake us all. She truly got too far. Just got to look at Gavin, people, and others. And if we got any other stinkers like that, God damn. You know,
yeah,
that's a hell of a thing to have happen.
It really is.
Yeah. I have a sort of, you know, Mark the King somewhere. It's like one high administration official says it are. All sealed. ISIS is not working and so forth, but, you know, I'm told all these bastards have been talking about that, and I suppose that's modest in there.
I mean, it could be in him. It could be sub-captain,
but squealing around. You're right.
Because they usually, if they got a captain officer, they generally say captain officer instead of high official.
That's right. Oh, listen, we can't worry about this. We've got enough burdens at the present time about
we got to keep hacking away at all those
things. So,
yeah.
It just seems to be the fashion in the Republican administration and ours to cut the hell out of this. I mean, by our own people. And you just, your grads are no good. You ready to cut you out? Jesus Christ, we had a hell of a time finding the Democratic administration. And whatever all this was, came out all right. I don't think that church sitting over there got that much of a play, apparently, Friday. And that part didn't
get much of a budget. That much, that's pretty good lineup and thing going. Watts was gonna jump on that and see any reaction, but it didn't have much reaction the other way either.
It was good not having it sent that day, I'm sure.
And it was worth making the effort. I assume it didn't bother Mrs. Eisenhower.
No, she don't. She said, I will go back to the church another time. I said, I will, but I haven't announced it.
Sure.
But you see, it's just as well not to have that be the Easter Sunday story of bashers or whatever. They were used by the
soul. Sure, if they had had any demonstration, I would have jumped on it.
Here we did the church.
Got the paintings. A nice touch of the man who works at the White House.
The guy that Mitchell, too, was maybe his two parents were setting up those gangs there. Mitchell gets better, I'll get out of here on this. I see Sands is just coming in the boys.